Hello, everyone. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this week's edition of Cover 2 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're going to fix the Philadelphia Eagles, losers of three straight games. They're going into Foxborough, New England, and we're going to figure out how they can get a victory. And to help me project that, I brought in Tim McManus from Birds 24/7 and Howard Eskin, sideline reporter for Sports Radio 94 WIP's broadcast of the Eagles games, as well as the sports anchor for Fox 29. Now, guys, I kind of maybe threw you into a trap there. Didn't tell you right off the bat we're going to explain how the Eagles will win this game.
All right, so this segment's going to be, what, an hour and a half?
But we're going to fix all these problems.
We're going to fix everything right here. Right. So, but, Tim, you get to start things off. Bigger issues, offensive side or defensive side, after the recent three-game slide by the Eagles?
I think that the bigger problems, the more systemic problems, are on the offensive side. You know, defensively, this was a pretty good unit for the first half of the season that has obviously hit a skid in a major way. But when you're talking about talent, I think it's still there. You know, that's a pretty decent front seven. And even the secondary, though, it's been much maligned and has been given up big plays, most notably to Calvin Johnson last week, overall hasn't been that bad and doesn't have a kind of a down talent level. Whereas on the offense, you know, the offensive line, it's hard to get that right. The wide receivers, it's hard to make them appreciably better. So I would say that the bigger issues is on the offensive side long term.
Howard, agree or disagree?
I don't actually agree, because you can't give up 45 points in two straight weeks and say, well, the defense is okay. That's just my point. You got Byron Maxwell, who I think between us we could probably do a better job of touching people to try to tackle. I'm just trying to be honest. If you want me to be honest, I'm being honest. And they're not getting a pass rush. They're not getting turnovers, which may create the pass rush may create the turnovers. So if you don't get turnovers, when I look at Seattle, they beat Pittsburgh, and they scored a lot of points, but I think the turnovers created 21 points for Seattle in last week's game against Pittsburgh. You need that, and I think the last two or three weeks they haven't gotten a turnover. That's just, it's terrible. I mean, I would count the safety, so I'll give them one in the Miami game. That could count, but it doesn't officially count as a turnover. However, they just need, and now without Nolan Carroll, who wasn't a Pro Bowler, but he certainly cuts you down with the depth issue. Alonzo is really not the same player as we saw before he went out injured. So I don't think the linebackers are giving him what they gave them before. You need some turnovers, and there's no question. You're right about the offensive line. Quarterback situation is up in flux. The running game's not there. Combination of things. There's a lot of things that aren't happening on offense. The reality is the team needs players in a lot of areas, whether it's offense or defense, but to your question, I would point to the defense first. You need some players, and they just right now don't have the players that are getting the job done.
All right, Tim, going to the offense. Sam Bradford should make his return this Sunday against New England. What would he bring to the offense? Will he give it a spark and be able to help maybe try to stem the tide, so to speak?
Yeah, I think that it's going to look like a cleaner operation overall, and I think that there will be a little bit more juice within the team. I'm not going to draw a direct comparison and correlation to the fact that they gave up 45 points and they looked like a mess when Bradford was out of the lineup. But there is kind of a sense, I think, around this locker room right now where they just have been zapped. And so I don't think the Sam Bradford injury helped them in that respect. I mean, you get worn down, and this is why I point more to the offense and think that some of the defensive problems relate actually back to the offense, Howard, because if you have an offense that is inept week after week, that is doing these quick three and outs right back on the field, if the number of plays are getting logged more and more on the defensive side, eventually I think that's going to suck some life out of you, and that's basically what we saw the last 2 weeks against Tampa Bay and against Detroit. Now Bradford comes in, and he's not going to be a cure-all, but I do think that there's going to be a little bit more energy to the team with him in there.
Yeah, and I agree that Bradford will make things better. He's obviously, Mark Sanchez is a good backup, but Sam Bradford has to be the guy that the Eagles traded for and has to generate some offense with the passing game. And, I mean, that's part of it, but it wasn't the offense that created that, what was it, a 15-play, 10-minute drive that Tampa had to start the second half. So the offense didn't go three and out to start that drive. And I know that you guys are all, oh, well, if the offense goes three and out, is the defense worried? I'm talking about the
You can say me. I believe that the tempo has an adverse effect. But, absolutely.
But Bill Davis pointed out this week that they still had the same amount of defensive series that are the average So it's not, they're just not getting it done. That's
what's he going to say, though? Is he going to put the finger to Chip and say, yeah, he's got to slow it down? I mean, there's people on his team that believe that it needs to be, that needs to be slowed down. And year after year after year, they're last in snaps against.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you this
question. If they huddle,
do they have the players to make it happen if they have a huddle? And so you're playing defensive. You're playing offense defensively.
You're catering to the strength of your team.
Well,
so you're limiting the exposure that your defense is getting.
Yeah, but
getting.
Your defense isn't your strength right now.
Well, not anymore. It's not because it's been beaten down.
It's been beaten down because they're not getting it done because the players on that side of the ball aren't getting it done. I don't believe they're worn out. Listen, it's only a 60-minute game. Even if it's three and out, they're high-level athletes that got to stop the other team and got to put the offense in position to give them a chance. Now, there's been a few games where they've put them in position and they haven't scored touchdowns. And that, I agree, that is a problem as well. But, listen, whatever they do, the huddle's not going to change it. You got to make plays. And I don't care how you make them, you got to make plays. And right now the team's not making plays.
All right, Howard, last thoughts here. How do the Eagles beat the Patriots?
Pray. Tom Brady gets knocked out in the first series. How's that for a reason? Hey, look, I actually think it can be close. Now, with a lot of breaks and turnovers, and you're not going to get them from Tom Brady, and the reason I think it's going to be close is because, one of the reasons, the Patriots have lost a lot of their offense with the receivers, and Gronkowski won't play. Lewis, all of a sudden, now he's a star. He wasn't with the Eagles, but now he was a star with them. But whatever, they just plug people in. But there's a point where you can't keep on plugging people in and hope it's going to work. So I don't think the Patriots will score a lot. If they do, the defense really has got to be skewered here. But I think that's a reason they can keep it close. Can they win? Hey, listen, A.J. Feely went in there. How many years ago was that?
2007.
Yeah, and almost did it. Now, that's past history, and it's a long time ago, and nobody had any expectations. I think the Eagles were like a 14-point underdog that game. They're 10 this week. They can keep it close, and miracles. Miracle.
Tim, you get the final word.
All right, well, I think if the pass rush, it's really going to come down to that, and Howard, you rightly hit on that the pass rush has been pretty much non-existent recently, and that's a big part of their issues. If they can generate a rush on Tom Brady, then they have a chance. If they don't, they have none. Even if the weapons are depleted, and they are for the Patriots, Brady can still carve you apart. And he will if you give him time. So if the pass rush can get home, then maybe they got a shot.
He's Tim McManus from Birds 24/7. He's Howard Eskin from Fox 29 and Sports Radio 94 WIP. And I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you very much for joining us in this week's edition of Cover 2 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.